The most conservative thing to do is to not be in that home when it rains, if we have not come and seen you yet.
In a few hours, the Senate will vote on whether to confirm Pete Hegseth as defense secretary. CBS's Torian Small says two Republicans have said they will vote no, and former Majority Leader Mitch McConnell may join them.
If those three decide to vote no, then Vice President J.D. Vance could step in as the president of the Senate to cast that tie-breaking vote there for that simple majority needed to push him across the finish line.
Hamas says it will release more Israeli hostages tomorrow. CBS's Robert Berger has more from Jerusalem.
The four female hostages slated to be released are all young Israeli soldiers kidnapped by Hamas on October 7th. Under the deal, Israel will free 200 Palestinian prisoners. Another 26 hostages are due to be released during the six-week ceasefire, along with 1,900 Palestinian prisoners.
ICE agents have arrested and deported hundreds of migrants as part of President Trump's immigration crackdown. One raid was in Newark, New Jersey, where Mayor Ross Baraka says the agents didn't have a warrant.
The problem with this is that none of these people were rapists or murderers or criminals.
CBS's Yvonne Taylor is in Homestead, Florida, where undocumented families are trying to protect themselves.
Zoila Gallegos, who's a public notary, has been busier this week.
People are coming to do some power of attorneys in case something happens to them, who they're going to leave their kids with.
One of the people undocumented immigrants choose to leave their kids with is Nora Sandigo. For over 25 years, undocumented parents have considered her a guardian for their children.
Prosecutors in Los Angeles say they will not file any sexual assault charges against Marilyn Manson. Several women accuse the rocker of abuse, but prosecutors say there's not enough evidence to charge him. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A car on fire in an attached garage spread this morning, causing a fire at a Sheridan Road apartment complex in Kenosha. People living at the Sheridan Muse apartment complex had to evacuate at around 6:30. No one was injured. Racine's Common Council approved a downtown cop house on Main Street. It's a move to enhance safety and community engagement. The facility is expected to open in March. A 28-year-old woman admitted to a Waukegan hospital Tuesday died Thursday night after being found unresponsive on the hospital's rooftop. She was suffering from cold exposure. The Lake McHenry County website reports it happened at the Vista Medical Center East. Police and the community in Kenosha continue to search for 18-year-old Kayla Rose Sobzak. She's been missing since December 17th. She was last seen near 60th Street and 12th Avenue. Her image is on the Kenosha Police social media pages. And that Buc-ee's plant for just north of the Racine-Milwaukee County line will be the first Buc-ee's in the upper Midwest. The 74,000-square-foot convenience store and gas station is planned to be built southwest of I-94 and Elm Road. It is still pending several public hearings. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks turned down the Heat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Miami Heat by nearly 30 points, 129-96. Miami suspending former Marquette star Jimmy Butler for missing the team flight to Milwaukee. Butler in a contract dispute with the Heat. Doc Rivers asked if he was surprised about the situation.
No, I don't know if I'm surprised or not. I just hope they find a way through it. I've been through these things before. You know, I was in Philly with Ben Simmons and all that. It's no fun for anyone.
NFL, two players from Wisconsin, among those to be named NFL Defensive Player of the Year, the Steelers' T.J. Watt from Pewaukee, and Eagles linebacker Zach Bond from Brown Deer.
That's really cool, really special. Honestly, not even on the spectrum of a goal of mine. I really just try to be the best player I can be and try to maximize my potential and my ability. It's a lot of credit to the guys up front and the guys on this team for aiding in my success.
That's Zach Bond. The Eagles host the Commanders Sunday at 2 for the NFC title with sports on Mike Clemens.
WRJN. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, a few flurries tonight and lows in the mid-teens. A mix of sun and clouds and blustery tomorrow, highs in the low 30s. Mostly sunny Sunday, highs upper 20s. A January thaw into next week, highs climbing through the 30s, even a few 40s. Currently, it's 17 degrees.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. I was just reading about somebody who won a lifetime supply of something, and I got thinking, if I were to win a lifetime supply of something, what would I want? A lifetime supply of Mountain Dew, maybe?
Playing the poor boys are playing. back to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Sugar and spice. I feel nice. Sugar and spice. So nice. So nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. Shining day.
News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Hey, Dick Graceffa.
Hi, Kurt. How are you this afternoon?
Doing pretty well. Dick Graceffa does high school sports for us, and you've got another high school basketball game for you tonight. But before we get to tonight's matchup, I want to ask you about something. Is there a sport that you've never called? Because I know you do football and basketball. Is there a sport you've never called that you want to call?
That's a good question. I think any sport that I've wanted to call, I have tried.
Is there anything besides football and basketball that you've done?
Yeah, I've done baseball. Okay. We tried baseball.
Okay.
We've done that. And I actually did some girls' sectional tournament volleyball, too.
That's what I was going to ask you about. I was going to tell you the story. Back in 1992-93, I was the program director of a little radio station out in Iowa. And we had this guy that did sports for us. He did football and basketball, and I think he did a little baseball for us. And the girls' high school team, the local team, was going to state. And when I told him I wanted him to call volleyball for us on the air, the look on his face was priceless. Like, you want me to do what? And he did a fantastic job with it. And I actually looked him up on Facebook a few years ago, and he lives in Minnesota now, and he's actually known for calling volleyball now. That's what he's known for.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I started something.
Yes, you did.
All right. Well, anyway, Dick Graceffa has high school basketball for us tonight, and I know you're in your element on the hard court. So what do you have for us tonight?
Well, we have two perennial powers going at it tonight, Whitefish Bay Dominican and Racine St. Catharines. Both have won multiple state championships in basketball, and they're trying to keep pace with Racine Lutheran, who's undefeated in the conference. And St. Catharines has one loss. If you're a Lutheran fan, they're hoping tonight that Dominican can upset St. Catharines at their gym. And then Racine Lutheran would have a two-game lead in the conference. So a lot at stake tonight in this ball game.
Yeah, you know, you say one-game lead, two-game lead. That second game, that's a big deal.
It's a very big deal. And St. Catharines tonight has Dominican. And if they can get past Dominican, they have the rematch at St. Catharines Tuesday night, which WRJN will also carry.
Oh, okay.
So two big ball games coming up for the Angels.
All right. So what can you tell us about the two teams tonight?
Well, the two teams tonight, each one has a score that you're not going to believe this. The Dominican Knights, one of their players, last name is Romack, averages 29 points per game.
Oh.
And St. Catharines has a player that averages 30 points per game.
Wow. Fantastic.
So if you're the opposing coach, what do you think you would do?
Double team.
I know what I would do.
Double team, right? But that leaves somebody else open, right?
Yep. Either double team or let him get his points and shut down the other four players.
Okay. And what would you do?
I would do what I just told you. I would let them score their points, and hopefully you can shut down the rest of the team.
Yeah. All right. Pregame tonight at 6:30, I assume?
Yes. Pregame at 6:30 with tip-off, hopefully around 7 p.m.
All right. Dick Graceffa does high school basketball for us. Have a good call tonight, Dick.
Thanks, Kurt.
And I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health, remarkable.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Humor, heart, and the headaches of family are all part of Over the River and Through the Woods, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Nick visits his four grandparents every Sunday for dinner. He's exasperated by their constant nagging, ridiculous conversations, and an endless supply of food. But hey, they're family. When he announces his plan to move for a promotion, his grandparents scheme up a hilarious combination of events to keep him from leaving in a funny and touching story. Tickets and info at RacineTheater.org.
Attention, are you or a loved one suffering complications after taking Ozempic or Wegovy? These medications may be linked to serious gastrointestinal illnesses. If you've been hospitalized and diagnosed with gastroparesis, chronic vomiting, deep vein thrombosis, or experienced intestinal blockage requiring surgery, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call 888-900-LAW-1 today for a free consultation. That's 888-900-LAW-1. Paid for by Tort Defenders. Tort Defenders is not a law firm and does not provide legal services.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I am looking forward to this weekend. We have theater tickets in Chicago this weekend. The weather is going to be fantastic once we get past tonight. Maybe a little snow tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 15. Tomorrow, a high of 35.
She's got something that moves my soul, and she knows I'd love to love her, but she lets me down every time. Can't make her mine. Just the same. My head is spinning. She's got a way to keep me on her side. It's just a
8 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. So many different ways to listen on the historic 1400 AM on the FM dial at 99.9 in Racine or 98.1 in Kenosha or worldwide on the Civic Media app. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A patient at a Waukegan hospital died last night after being found unresponsive on the hospital's rooftop. Lake McHenry County Scanner.com reports it happened at Vista Medical Center East. A 28-year-old woman was originally admitted for a medical issue Tuesday. She was found at around 8:45 last night suffering from cold exposure. She was pronounced dead at 11. The hospital has been dealing with challenges, including the recent revocation of its trauma center designation. A search is still underway for an 18-year-old Kenosha woman. Police say Kayla Rose Sobzak has a history of mental health disorders and has been missing for over a month. She's described as a mixed-race female, 5'3", 175 pounds, with brown eyes and black curly hair. She was last seen December 17th near 60th Street and 12th Avenue. Anyone with info should call Kenosha Police. Oak Creek officials will discuss the Buc-ee's project at a plan commission meeting Tuesday. The proposed 74,000-square-foot convenience store and fueling station would be located on the southwest corner of I-94 and Elm Road. That's just north of the Milwaukee-Racine County line. The project, featuring 120 gas pumps and EV charging stations, faces two public hearings before a potential March vote. It could open in early 2027 if approved. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, a few flurries tonight and lows in the mid-teens. A mix of sun and clouds and blustery tomorrow, highs in the low 30s. Mostly sunny Sunday, highs upper 20s. A January thaw into next week, highs climbing through the 30s, even a few 40s. Currently it's 17 degrees.
Today I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Beginning to think that I'm wasting time. Don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. And I'm counting on you to carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. That you've given me. I want you to know I believe in your song. In rhythm and rhyme and harmony. You've helped me along, making me strong.
doors and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where you can sign up to receive the new WRJN weekly newsletter at WRJN.com. The newsletter recaps the big local and state news stories of the week. It highlights some of our on-air contests and hosts and profiles some local businesses and has tips on marketing and advertising. Simply sign up at WRJN.com.
After 6 hours of school, I had enough of the day. I hit the
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Next week is your chance to win tickets to see Herman's Hermits and the Association. They are going to be at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan, Illinois, February 28th. That's a Friday night, and we're going to have tickets for you to win next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Here's the Association now. It's Windy on WRJN. Thank you. Cincinnati's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? Just a random piece of information you can share with your family and friends. Here we go. The tallest giraffe in the world is 18 feet, 8 inches tall. His name is Forrest, and he lives at the Australia Zoo in Queensland, Australia. Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy 8 Collectibles in Southridge Mall and Gurney Mills Mall. Did someone miss out on the perfect holiday gift? Fill the gap with action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, and so much more. Explore a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between, where every shelf tells a story. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 worth of gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
I see a red door and I want it into black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black.
Dressed in their summer
98 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 5, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Now, Simon and Garfunkel on WRJN.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side.
WRJN.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. President Trump will soon tour the wildfire damage in Southern California. At a news conference earlier, Patty Phillips thanked the police officer who saved her as she and her dog got stuck trying to escape the Palisades fire.
There aren't words to describe what it's like, the idea that you're going to be burned alive in your car. And I was praying to God, please let me die from smoke. Please do not let me be burned alive in my car.
Earlier today, Trump met with Hurricane Helene victims in North Carolina and said he's considering getting rid of FEMA.
They want to give you rules that you've never heard about. They want to bring people that aren't as good as the people you already have. And FEMA's turned out to be a disaster.
CBS's Weijia Jiang says Trump wants to tie conditions to any fire aid for California.
He wants there to be voter ID cards in that state and for the state to turn the water.